Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Welcome along to the Friday morning episode. The weekend lies ahead of us. Like a beautiful soft mattress.
Can I just ask you something that I've been on my mind this week? Do you have a favourite bowl in your house?
A favourite bowl?
Bowl, yeah. What's your best bowl?
Nah, I ain't got a favourite one. I've just got like a set of four of two different kinds. Mm. I've got a favourite kind of bowl. It's, I don't know how to describe it. It's
cereal size or bigger?
Yeah, standard cereal bowl, yeah.
Size for some shreddies, decent bowl of shreddies.
It's slightly wider than the ones I had before. I had some that were kind of circular, and this one is circular, but not quite as deep, so it's sort of wider.
I don't like a
shallow
bowl.
Hard to describe, really. Mm. Hard to describe.
You don't like
a shallow bowl?
I prefer a deep bowl, if I can.
Do you?
On the
it's
whole.
It's less narrow.
I like that sort of thing that's between a dish and a bowl, which I might eat some pasta out of, right? And
that's
all right.
When you say dish, what do you mean? What do you mean by dish?
Well, like, you know, if you imagine a sort of a quite wide, medium depth bowl, it's the sort of thing that in a restaurant you might get. They might serve you, like, some pasta or something like that, or sometimes even a salad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've got some of them. But I never have any use for them. If I'm going to have pasta, I normally just have a conventional plate. I don't use the pasta bowl, which maybe that might be ignorant. I don't know.
Well, I just find it more convenient because, you know, when you're trying to spear your pasta, if it's off a flat plate, I mean, it can start slipping all over the place. Whereas if you've got the security of some sides, it's sort of easier to wrangle your pasta.
Yeah.
But anyway, my favourite bowl, I mean, I'm a bowl fan. As you can tell.
Before we continue, just a little diversion. What's your favourite pasta?
I love spaghetti.
Same.
You can't
beat
it.
But you don't
have
that problem. Wrangling spaghetti's not going to fly off the plate, is it?
Still, though, if you've got, like, tomato-y spaghetti, for me, it's like there's too much risk of, like, slippage, sauce spilling over. I just feel so much more relaxed with a fucking bowl, mate. It's one less thing to worry about. I'm a worrier.
Is your spaghetti consumption what you would maybe describe as uncouth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just don't care.
It's like, you don't fuck around. If you're going to have a bowl of spaghetti, just go all in for it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just fucking indulge yourself. Love it. Mm-hmm. Right? It's one of life's great pleasures. I love to make the kids
devour
spaghetti
it.
Night.
Yeah.
Like, and do like a big rich tomato sauce. Sometimes I fucking leave it on for ages on a low light, and I fucking drench the shit out of it with the old parmesan, and then I just put my fucking face in like a pig at a trough.
Do you twirl the spaghetti around the fork? Do you use a spoon to assist you?
No, I just throw it around the fork.
You don't cut it up. You don't cut the spaghetti up with the little lengths.
No, I like to twirl it up, but often I'm impatient, so I sort of half twirl, but then I'm like, I can't bother twirling anymore. So it sort of goes in half twirled, half not, and the trailing bits just get like sucked.
You just suck it up. Oh,
Love it.
I'm the same. Mm. Maybe we should go for spaghetti when we're on tour.
I think we did have pasta in Leeds. We had pasta in Leeds, but I don't know, it wasn't quite. I prefer a traditional Italian. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, an Italian where you could see a mafiosa or something like that. Do you know what I mean? I think we accidentally found ourselves in a slightly trendy place in Leeds next to the venue, and had pasta.
It was convenience. Yeah,
it was convenience, but we'll find somewhere a bit more tradish. I was in one of those sort of traditional restaurants in Soho once, and there's still some pretty old, let's say, old school Italians in parts of Soho. And I was in there with a couple of mates years ago, and we were having a drink at lunchtime. And obviously, me and probably my mates were being noisy cunts. And there was a fucking old school Italian sort of Cockney guy on the next table. It's one of those very old fashioned restaurants, been there since the 50s, still survives. Mm-hmm. Probably because it's a front for something. And he just turned around, this old school guy who was there. I recognised the other guys who ran it, but there was an older guy with him. And he turned round to us, right, in this restaurant. And he just went, "Hey!" And I went, "Yeah, what? What is it?" And he went, "Silence!" Like that. And he dragged his finger across his neck as well. And I, you know, especially in those days, I didn't like people giving me orders. I wasn't the sort of person who was easy. But I tell you what, I fucking just did what... And there was something about this guy.
Yeah.
He carried an authority with him. And I was just like, fine, mate. You won't hear another fucking peep out of me. I mean, I didn't actually say that to him. That's what I thought in my head. I just thought that, he wants me to shut up because he's eating his spaghetti and he doesn't need me fucking bellowing in the background. I mean, who does? No one does.
Yeah.
Anyway, my favourite bowl is a metal bowl. Sorry if this might seem like a power play here, like I didn't quite tell you the criteria. But it's a mixing bowl, mate. And it's sort of stainless steel and it's quite lightweight. I've got two. And I just love it because I have eaten things out of it before, obviously, but it's large. So you can, you can mix a salad, if you want. Mm. You can mix cake ingredients or ingredients for, like, I don't know, some scones or a fucking pastry for a pie. You know, it's a mixing bowl in a way, but it's lightweight. Yeah. So you can also, do salads in there. You can, if you wanted to, if you're feeling great, sort of thing, then would do, like, eat a fucking massive bowl of cereal. Just put loads of milk in it. The thing is, it's light, it's large, it's hardy, and it's so easy to wash, mate, because it's stainless steel. And it's lightweight. Mm. So it's not like when you've got a big fucking porcelain serving. I've also, the other thing I can use it as is a serving dish if I'm desperate, right?
Do you use it for chip night?
Used for a massive bowl of chips. We don't, on chip night, we don't always have massive bowl of chips, but because usually we cook them and put them on the plate. But if I've been to the chippy, I feel that's massive bowl of chip with massive chip spoon.
Good.
I like stainless steel products. It's a really good bowl. I was using it the other day and I was just thinking, sometimes we talked about knives once and, like, what our favourite knives were. And I think there was a phase where some of the cunters were sending us in pictures of their favourite knives, which I enjoyed. But sometimes there's just an item. You're doing a bit of washing up or what have you, a little bit of kitchen admin. And an item, you're handling an item and you think, I really feel a sort of love and affection towards this. Like, I'm almost like a pet. Like, I almost love this bowl. Yeah. Not quite as much as Nelson, but it's a similar sort of relationship.
Yeah. And unlike Nelson, it's going to be around forever. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. That wasn't nice.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about Nelson's death lately. I mean, he's 14 and...
Yeah.
Well, he'll be 14 next March in human years. So what's that, times 7? I don't believe this cat year shit, mate, because that can't be true.
Is it the same for cats as it is for dogs, then? The 7-year thing?
I don't know. I thought there's definitely cat years. Let's just fucking... I've got to work out, because I keep thinking, why is Nelson not dead yet? Not in a bad way, because obviously it'll kill me when he passes away. But I have been thinking, surely he should be dead. Cat years. How old is your cat? Oh, there's a chart here. Brilliant. The first year of a cat's life is equal to approximately 15 human years. Bullshit. Who says?
What?
Who's fucking making this shit up? It's right, ridiculous. Here we go. Right.
And then age it changes of cat, after a year. 14.
Okay, so he's 73. But 73 in the human world, that's no age nowadays, is it?
No, that's nothing. No, it's not with technology and everything.
But, I mean, cats benefited from healthcare advancement and sanitary advancement in the same way as humans have. Because 73 in our grandparents' day was like, yeah, you're almost dead, mate.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, in terms of cats and everything, treatments, medicines, they've all developed.
Yeah,
in the same way as they are for humans.
And the food we feed them, probably. Like, I mean, he gets whiskers.
Yeah, more nutritious.
He gets whiskers and he throws up 3 out of every 5 meals. He vomits back up. And the other day I saw him throw up on the decking out in the back garden. And then he left it there for half an hour. Next thing we know, he's gone back and fucking eaten the whole thing.
Oh, Jesus, that's just fucking horrible.
It was so horrible. And you know what? We were eating when I spotted it as well.
Oh,
fucking hell, Nelson. I tell you another thing Nelson did recently. I was interviewing my boyhood hero is Tony Cotti, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Tony Cotti was all over my walls, everywhere. I fucking love Tony Cotti. Last week I interviewed Tony Cotti for my Reset podcast, yeah? Gave him the old mental health chat, didn't I? All right, Tony, you were mental or what? Right, and he was, you know, it was great. I mean, I wouldn't say I knew him well, but I know him well enough to drop him a text and ask him to do something like that. But you know what it's like.
If you're not mental, we'll have a chat, and I reckon by the end of it, we'll have found out in one or two ways that you are mental.
You reckon you're not? Well, I'll be the fucking judge of that, mate.
I've got half the podcast and everything.
Half an hour of me over Zoom, and you'll fucking be mental, I tell you that much. Nah, I'm only joking with your tone. Come on, mate, don't be like that. Anyway, okay, you know, so I still like, there is a little bit with him because I was so obsessed with him when I was a kid, probably because he seemed like a kid as well. Like, he scored on his debut when he was 17, so that kind of, do you know what I mean? You sort of, oh, no, he's a bit like me. But anyway, I still get a little bit of pinch myself that I, you know, when I'm chatting to Tony Cotti and we're on this Zoom and I'm trying to keep a lid on it. And it's obviously, we're talking about things like mental health and ups and downs in life, and you're trying to keep it, you know, sort of respectful. Fucking Nelson, right? It's like he knows, right? I talk to you every day on FaceTime. How often does Nelson interrupt us? Once in a while. It happens once in a while. But it's not like...
Yeah, now and again.
It's not like not constant. But you're fucking guaranteed, if it's someone new I'm a bit nervous about talking to, Nelson's fucking
there.
Here
comes Nelson.
Up he fucking comes straight away, like this. Oh, who's this? Tony Cotti? Oh, I'll come and say hello, shall I? No, you don't need to fucking say hello. He's straight on the desk. He gets onto the laptop keyboard. We're zooming, right? He turns, you know, like they do, turns 360 degrees to give poor old Tony a fucking pin sharp impression of his horrible little cat bumhole.
Fucking right,
like,
piece.
Have a look at that. Have a look at that, Tony. You like that? Yeah, I'm feeling it a good licking this morning. You like that, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, I'm Nelson. I'm his cat. Nah, I'm not really bothered about football, to be honest. I mean, I watch it if he's on, but I don't really have a club. What? Nelson, fuck off. So I picked him up, right? And I put him on the floor. And Tony Cotti went, was that your cat? And I went, yeah, it was. Sorry about him. He always does this. He goes, oh, don't worry. My cat's just the same. So I went, oh, that's nice. Tony Cotti's got a cat. He understands, right? I put Nelson on the floor and I open the door of the bedroom to let Nelson go out. Because I think, you know, just fuck off. Go out on your manoeuvres. Go and do your cat admin.
Cat stuff,
He's back again. He's back again a minute later. But this time he goes round the back of the laptop and pops his little head up above the lid. So just above where the camera is. And just rests his chin. So all I can't see his body or even his neck. He just rests his chin and sort of looks at me and starts meowing. And Tony Cotti's like, is that your cat again? And I go, yeah, it's my cat again. And I put him down on the floor again. Then, next thing, and this is a new thing that he's developed recently, I'm then getting back, so Tony, tell me how it felt after retirement. A lot of players say that they really lack direction in life. How did that affect you? And all I can hear is this, scratch, scratch, scratch. He stood up. Fucking like upright, like he thinks he's a human, right? Attacking his own reflection in the full length mirror just behind me. Attacking it.
And is that a regular thing that he does, or he just did that
He's just started it recently. I mean, to me, that's kitten behaviour. It's quite regular. But it just felt to me that why have you decided to do that now? It's because I've moved you twice from interrupting me with Tony Cotty, and you still want attention because you're jealous of Tony Cotty, which is pathetic. And now you're trying to have a ruck with your own reflection in the mirror behind us. Tony Cotty's seen it again. He's like, is that cat again? And I've gone, I'm really sorry. And I actually had to just, at that stage, I picked him up, walked him downstairs, locked him in the front room, and then had to continue it like that. And I think, you know what, Nelson? First of all that attacking yourself, that's kitten stuff. You're an old man now, right? You're in your dotage. Yeah. Why don't you fucking relax a bit?
Yeah.
And people say, oh, cats are so lazy, aren't they? I sort of people joke about cats. I sort of think sometimes, I wish my cat was lazy. My cat is a busy cunt. I mean, I love him. You know I love him. But he's fucking busy, mate. He's fucking busy. Mm. Cats shouldn't be busy, should they?
I think about Oscar's death quite a lot.
Jalapeño.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you wouldn't be hearing this brief but annoying message if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Jalapeño.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Jalapeño.
I need some advice, and I need it to be brutally frank and honest. What is it? It's Friday. It's 11:05. I'm really tempted to go to Manchester tonight and go and see New Order, Heaton Park. But I kind of know deep down that it's fucking a pain in the arse and a massive ball ache. But I'm feeling compelled to do it. So can you give us some advice? Should I do it or not?
I feel you should just do it, mate. I mean, you know, life's there for the living. Do you know what
live
I mean?
Live out loud, etc.
Live out loud, and sometimes, you know, you go on wild goose chases in life, but the journey in itself is a story, an adventure, and that's why I think sometimes it's worth doing shit like that. So you haven't got a ticket, right?
I haven't got a ticket. I'll be able to get a ticket from somewhere. There's people flogging them all over the place.
What, you think you'll probably get one outside or online before you leave?
Yeah, there's people all over Twitter selling them. I'd be able to get one, no problem. I mean, I could buy one on full price. Would it be very expensive?
Will people charge you like 3 times face value?
No, they're still on sale, so probably get cheaper than face value.
Oh, mate, I'd fucking go. I mean, sometimes you just got to fucking go.
Yeah, but with your
logistical know-how as well. I mean, you're not a man who's going to go off and, you know, get it wrong and end up not having somewhere to stay or spending too much money on it or something like that. Listen, that one, that Premier Inn by the canal that we stayed in and we had one of the most delightful breakfasts I've ever had. And I cannot tell you, listeners, a lot of you all know how good the breakfast is at the Premier Inn. I mean, just the night in the Premier Inn makes it worth it, even if you didn't fucking see New Order, mate.
I know. Yeah, just go away just for a night. That's something that we should do more often as humans, just go away for a hotel night away just because.
Well, I used to do that, especially before the kids, with my missus sometimes. And even, you know, we do occasionally do it. But in the past, we'd only do it if we had enough money to go and stay somewhere fancy. Yeah. But what I've learned, particularly on our tour, is that you don't need to stay somewhere fancy, right? I mean, no. You don't want it to be a fucking shithole, right? But these places, like we stay in on tour, are like nice. And actually, all it is being in a different room that's like, you don't have to tidy because someone tidies it for you. And there's a comfy mattress. And I don't know, it's just exciting.
Totally. Oh man, there's someone.
So I would go for it, mate. I mean, what else are you going to do tonight? Friday night, traditionally, you have a few cans and watch music documentaries. And sometimes, although you don't do this anymore, you antagonise other people who don't share your music strangers. Taste online. Yeah. Yeah. That's often the Friday night MO, which is fun and it's fine, but mix it up.
Someone's just put a ticket on there on Twickets, which is a good resale ticket site.
Right.
For 49% less than face value, 25 quid.
Fucking hell.
Oh, man.
What's the venue, mate?
Clicks. What?
What's the venue?
Heaton Park, outdoor gig.
Right.
So, yeah, but yeah. I really want to go because it'd be great, right? But then I really like being in bed by 11:30.
I know what you mean. Do you know what I mean? I mean, that's a big consideration.
I've got that. It's the two sides of the scales weighed up equally against each other. I can't decide what to do. That
for me wins out. But what's interesting is that as I get older, you're so much more discerning about that. You know, I things are like, I really need to want to fucking do this. I need to know it's going to be fucking good in order for me to not be.
Yeah.
Because bed is so marvellous that it trumps almost everything. So you have to know it's going to be exciting. So you're just more discerning about the things you agree to. I've been invited to a couple of things next week. I'm not fucking going to them. I'm just not fucking going to things unless they're like A1 category things. Do you know what I mean?
I've got like a 2.5-hour drive over there, and it's going to be Friday afternoon, Friday evening, rush hour into Manchester.
Mm. Well, unless after this and just sort of fuck it, I'll get there early.
Getting back to the animals and pets, Oscar needs to be looked after. Do you know what I mean?
Why are you seeing when they're coming to like Newcastle or something?
Nah, they're not doing it. They're just doing this one. And there's a one in O2 in London on the 6th of December. But no, 6th of November, that's in the middle of our tour. I think we've got a night off, I think, when they're on in London. So we could hightail it down to London and go and see New Order there.
Mate, and then resume our night off, I wasn't going to tell you this, but don't worry, I'm not going to do it now. Our night off coincides with West Ham versus Genk, right, in Genk. And I have been just desperate for this Europa League, like European tour stuff, right? And I was like, I'd always said, I'm going to go to all three group games away because we might not get through the group and we might not play in Europe again for years, right? So I'm going to fucking do it. So as soon as the draw was made, I'm like on fucking all the web travel sites. I've booked a hotel in all of the cities and all the rest of it. And only then did I look at the fucking dates, right? And we've got Dynamo Zagreb next Wednesday. Then we've got Genk on, like, I think the 4th of November. It's basically our day off on the tour. My mate told me that because he Googled the fucking tour, right? We're on the station on the way to West Ham, and Len goes to me, Dad, aren't you away on tour with Top Flight in that week? He reminded me as I was trying to book a fucking flight to Brussels, right?
Good logistics.
And then I went, oh, fuck, I am. And then my mate goes, no, you've got a day off on the day of that game, right? And they fucking Googled it for me because my logistics is so shit. Yeah. So I planned this thing where we finish a gig in Leeds and the next day we've got a free day, right? And the day after that, we're in Manchester. Yeah. So my plan was we finish in Leeds. I think you're going back to Sunderland that night.
Yeah.
I drive that night to Manchester. I park up. I stay in an airport hotel. I get up in the morning. I get on a flight from Manchester to Brussels.
Yeah.
I get a hire car in Brussels and drive the 1 hour, 20 minutes from Brussels to Genk.
Yeah.
I watch the game.
Yeah.
Then I drive back that night after the game to Brussels. Oh, look who it is.
It's Nelson.
What do you want, cunt?
Wahey!
I've just been talking about you. What? Get off the computer.
He never does this.
Because you fucking heard me chatting about you. Mate.
Fucking hell.
Why?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Just sit. If you can sit on my lap if you want. There, just stay there. He won't watch him. He won't. He'll,
I've
he
got a screen
fucking,
grab.
He tweet wants screen the bloody... He wants to, like, it's not enough for him to just sit on my lap and be stroked. He wants to fucking be busy. He wants to get his face in there and all this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who have we got here then? Is this another footballer? Who's he play for, fat cunt?
What's this? Another fucking podcast? Yeah. Can't you think of anything else to do, dickhead? Why don't you get yourself a fucking proper job like me? Catting.
So, yeah, so, Genk.
Yeah, so then drive back to Brussels. I drive back that night from Genk to Brussels. Stay the night in Brussels at a airport hotel, fly back from Brussels to Manchester the next morning in time for the gig. That would be the plan.
That is miles better than my new order plan. I'd heartily recommend that one.
It's a high-risk strategy. I've got 24 hours to get to Genk and back. The other thing is they might make you quarantine when you get there, which would be really funny because if I got there and they said, right, cunt, if you want to come into this country from England, you're quarantining for 2 days. Then I'm fucking stuck in Belgium, mate.
I forgot about all that stuff. I forgot the COVID's going on. Yeah, maybe not. Don't know. Possibly not then. I'm not doing the show.
I've blown that out. I can't go to Vienna because that's on Len's birthday. So the only one I could go to is Zagreb on Wednesday. And none of my mates are going. So I'd have to be a fucking Billy No Mates. It's really sad and pathetic that I'd have to go on my own. So I'd already booked myself there, so I'm not going to that either. So let's hope we qualify from the group.
Oh, that's a shame. Shit. Mm. Sorry about the tour.
No, well, I mean, the thing is, we'll be making money on the tour, whereas these fucking trips to Europe, you know, things like that, always, you think, yeah, maybe if I get a cheap flight and a cheap hotel. And it's like, mate, just fucking face the fact that you're going to do a grand on that trip, no matter what. You won't know how. Yeah. You won't know how you do it, but it'll happen and you'll be a grand down.
You're basically doing the tour just to cover the trip to Genk.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I just got to look at it that way and think, oh, well,
tickets still available, by the way. Tickets still available. TFTM.
My mate is so confident about the Europa League that he's the finals in Seville in, like, May. He's booked a fucking 10-person villa with a pool just outside Seville.
Fucking nothing wrong with that. And is it cancelable?
Yes, yeah, cancelable.
Yeah, well, what's the problem? I used to do that every season.
It's quite Andy Dawson because you did it for the Papa John's, didn't you, in Wembley?
I did it for every cup competition once. Like, it was the Carabao, whatever it's called now. Someone used to get past the third round. I'd book the hotels because they were cheap as fuck.
Yeah, that's good logistics,
actually.
And then
cancel when we get knocked out.
Well, gang, I hope you're all booking your hotels, perhaps a villa with a pool, at whichever of the stops on the Top Flight Time Machine tour in November that you're planning on coming to. I tell you what would be amazing, and this is something that I can imagine only a platinum, an Imperial Turbo Cunter, which, if you don't know, is the new premium elite level of Cunter, in that you've signed up to the Turbo, right? Which is our new tier. If you don't know about it, get on it. The content is psychedelically good, right?
Yeah.
And, but if you join in the first month, this month, then you're unofficially called Imperial Turbo Cunter.
Yeah.
You get a badge. Don't worry. Everyone who's been asking, those badges are coming out. You don't have to worry. We will check the list of who has subscribed this month.
We will approach you by email or Patreon message. To get your details.
You will send us your addresses and then we will do the rest. You will get a badge in the post, right?
Yeah.
And then you'll feel sensational. I want to know if any of these fuckers are going to do that thing that people do with pop bands, and if there is going to be an individual or two who have the balls to follow us on tour. My mate did that with Prince once.
Not
around every European date. Not follow us literally.
Follow us around physically.
Not follow us literally, but I mean attend every date on the tour.
That would be fucking insane. I'd be seriously concerned about anybody that chose to do that.
Here you go, right? Here's my offer. The Imperial Turbos get a badge.
Jesus
and
Christ.
They fucking deserve that. Yeah. Get ready, because this is going to blow your mind.
Fuck's sake.
If you come to every fucking date on the Top Flight Time Machine tour and prove it, right? I will give you a cat.
Blowjob.
A live cat. Not my cat. I'm going to buy a cat and give it to you.
Yeah,
so there you okay. go.
Well,
let's see. I've stuck my neck out here.
Is it going to be a kitten or is it going to be like a rehomed cat of a mature
age? It's going to be an adult cat. Yeah, that's all I can reveal.
Don't saddle someone with a kitten, for fuck's sake.
No.
Just for cutting a bunch of shows.
That'd be an adult cat.
Yeah.
I can't give more detail because I don't know yet which cat. I'll be able to get a cat. I know people.
Yeah, I might chuck Oscar in as well. There's a bonus prize.
I know cat dealers in the West London area.
I'm still undecided about this new order thing. What? No, it's ridiculous.
Right, no. I can only see one problem.
What's
really,
that?
Oscar's the only main problem I can identify, to be honest.
I can have him dealt with. There's always ways. But, I'm not going, fuck it. It won't be that good. 2.5 hour drive there. 2.5 hour drive back tomorrow to get back in time for Sunderland versus Accrington Stanley. You know,
that's a hassle. That's a hassle.
I'm too old.
That is a hassle. You want to go to that game, definitely. I'm going to Southampton away tomorrow. I'm absolutely buzzing. I haven't been to a proper away in, since way before the pandemic. So me and my mate are driving down to Southampton.
I think that's what's at the heart of it. You know, it's the pandemic. It's like I feel compelled to go out and do something.
Yeah, I've got that in the moment, which is great because I'd lost that. I was so jaded about football and so many other things before the lockdown. Then we had this sort of reset. And now, I mean, I'm still not. I wouldn't describe myself as fully sociable because I'm not. But in comparison to how I was before the lockdown, I'm much more kind of looking for shit to do like that, you know?
Also, as well, we're going to do the video live stream as part of the Turbo thing. And I think if we can get the technology working, we'll have appearances by various cunters. If you're interested in appearing, let us know. And we'd like you to show us your favourite balls, I've just decided.
Yeah. I think I'd like that to be a regular item.
Well, it can be a different item of stuff each month, I think. This month can be balls. Next month, who knows?
Who knows?
Let's just do the predictions and wrap this up, shall we?
Okay.
Update on the scores from midweek in national games. You got 3 points, I got 4 points. Results what got 2 points. I have reduced your lead, Sam, to 1 point.
This is an incredible comeback. Really incredible.
That's international football for you. It's a fucking game changer.
Yeah, so it is. That actually, yeah.
You're 23, I'm on 22. Results what thankfully is only on 14.
So what a weekend good. We're going to have coming up then. Let's get to it, mate.
Here we go. Right, Leeds versus Liverpool. What do you reckon?
Oh, I think that's going to be Leeds 1, Liverpool 2.
Leeds 1, Liverpool 2. I think it will be 2-2. Don't know where that came from. Crystal Palace versus Tottenham. This will be 1-0 to Tottenham.
You know what, I'm going to say the same. 1-0 Tottenham.
That's fair enough. Southampton versus West Ham, which you will be attending.
Southampton 1, West Ham United 3.
One 1-1. Sunderland versus Accrington Stanley. I'll go first on this one. 2-0 to Sunderland.
2-1 Sunderland.
Okay. West Brom versus Millwall. What do you reckon?
2-0 Millwall.
2-0
2-0 West Brom. What am I talking about? Fucking hell, that cat's got inside my head.
I'll go 3-0 to West Brom. That one. That's it then from us for the weekend. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Goodbye. God bless.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.